Shabbos Kodshecho B'Avav Ratzon Hin Chilonu Zikaron to what? The Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ki Yom Chilal Gemrei Kodesh Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mentioned that Shabbos relates to two things. Ma'aseh Bereishis, the actions of creation, Yesh Mi'ayim, and Yetzias Mitzrayim. We just made a rhyme. Yesh Mi'ayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. I see the smiles. Rabosai, that it's Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis makes sense, but the Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim is not so understood. What's the Shaychud? What's the connection? The inner meaning between Shabbos and the leaving of Egypt. So we mentioned two approaches last time. We mentioned two more Bezrat Hashem this time. Last time we mentioned the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim brought down that says, listen, if it wouldn't be for Yetzias Mitzrayim, we would be working on Shabbos today. If God hadn't taken us out, that's what we say every year. God didn't take us out, where would we be? In Mitzrayim. What would we be doing on Shabbos? Working, right? So if we're resting on Shabbos, it's only because of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because we got out of that terrible situation of servitude. That was number one. Number two was, from Rav Shneur Kuller, said a deep thing, that Shabbos is really a connection to Makor HaBracha, the source of all bracha, and that's why the mon didn't go bad on that day, right? And we compare that to the lechem apanim, which always stays. And Rav Mashkiach corrected me, it wasn't for 7 days, or both say it was for a whopping 9 days. 9-day-old bread is not good. You agree? Kip? 9-day-old bread is not good, right? But it was totally fresh when they took it out, right? That's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos Mekor Bracha. What got us ready for that? What prepared us, b'nafshenu, for such a situation that we get every week? Was Yetzias Mitzrayim? We went out of a very physical place. Egypt was physical. One of the rabbis said that no Eved ever left Mitzrayim. You know why? Not because of fences, because no one ever wanted to leave Mitzrayim. It was a good life over there. Who said that? The Ritziner. No one ever wanted to leave Mitzrayim. So it was really full. And now we went and elevated ourselves to the situation in the Midbar, in the desert of Anane Kavod, right? So we elevated to ourselves to connection to Bracha, and therefore we're ready every Shabbos for that. But now we have two more approaches. One is Rabbeinu the Meshech Chachma. This is an amazing thing. Think about it, Rabosai. Shabbos, if you think about it, right? We love Shabbos. That's what we're trying to ingrain in these little talks. But Shabbos isn't all. It's in a certain way, it's a big burden. You can't do what you want for 1/7 of your life. When you get used to it, it's easy, right? But for the guys who are still getting used to it, it's a very difficult thing. I'm in the middle of the big business deal, 5 p.m., suddenly Shabbos comes, the deal can fall through, goodbye. What day do I go to the beach? Just hold on the chairs, please, everybody. What day do I go to the beach? When can I take care of my needs, right? In the Eretz Yisrael, especially, we work for 6 days, right? Some people even wanted to push off Lag BaOmer fires because of Shabbos, right, which is a reasonable thing. You're going to light the Madura at Motzi Shabbos. God forbid, some Chilonim who do such things might be Mechal Shabbos, right? Shabbos is an all for us. What gave God, so to speak, Havayachal, the Rishus? The whole world this is, but on another level, what gave him the Rishus? What gave him the ability to give us such a burden, such an all? You know what it was? He took us out of Egypt because we were in an ol, and he took us out of the ol. So God says, look, this is the Meshech Chachma, you were in an ol in Mitzrayim, and now I'm transferring that burden, that servitude you had in Mitzrayim, and you're going to have part of that still, and I can put that on you, of course, for your good, every Shabbos, because I took you out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, every Shabbos is a remembrance of Mitzrayim, because Hashem's, so to speak, way that he placed upon us, the ol, the beautiful yoke of Shabbos, was through the fact he took us out of Mitzrayim. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we're going to finish with a brilliant Rabbi Yonah Sinebishitz. Yonah Sinebishitz is one of the most brilliant of the Geonim in the last 200, 300 years. He's a brilliant cheshbon, which some of you might have heard. Rabosai, how long were we supposed to be in Egypt for? Who knows the number? 430 years. Okay? Now let's do a simple math. 430. Right? How long were we in servitude, Rabosai, for? 210 years, okay? 80 was serious servitude. We were in some level of servitude for 210 years. 210 years. Okay, 210 is not 430. But of course, Hashem was chishev et haketz, like we say every year at the Seder, and he decided to consider us being in Egypt from when? The birth of who? Yitzchak Isaac. That was how long before we actually went down into Mitzrayim? 190 years before the servitude started. Okay, good. So now we're up to, guys, how much? 210 plus 190 is how much? Beautiful. 400. What's the problem? Where are the 30 years? Where's another 30 years? So says Rav Yonis and Abishitz, you know what? They should have let us not work on Shabbos. We shouldn't be working on Shabbos in Mitzrayim. But they did make us do some work. They made us watch the gardens and things like that. So let's think, how much vacation time should we have had in Egypt? Everybody just told you, you're going to love this? 1/7 of our time, right? 1/7 of 210 years is how many years? 30 years. Right. Now watch this. Okay, so those 30 years, that the fact that we worked in Egypt over those 30 years was the hashlama to the 400 years, was the added to the 400 years, and now we altogether get to 430 years. We're not done yet. One more second. The eggs will wait. Now, if we would have been in Egypt another 30 years, what would have happened to us? We would have sunk to the bottom, the Shar Nun, right? We were already in number 49. It wasn't looking good. We were on our way. Everybody says that. A little bit more, we were good at that. So the only thing that kept us, Lamaisa, from staying in Egypt extra time was the work we did on Shabbos, right? The work we did on Shabbos. So therefore, we remember every Shabbos is a remembrance. Every Shabbos, the fact that we're here and alive, etc., is a remembrance of the leaving of Egypt, because we couldn't have left Egypt. He's flipping it the other way. We couldn't have left Egypt without, he says, Zecher Letzius Mitzrayim. This is the idea. We couldn't have left Egypt if it hadn't been for Shabbos. So therefore, every Shabbos also reminds us of that situation of leaving Mitzrayim. Have a great day.